essentially asking Portlanders to do is ignore our values, including the value of protecting human rights, because by upholding our values, we are somehow against Israel. This is a sad statement that we have to be for human rights violations, or we have to ignore human rights violations in order to be for a foreign country. We reject that faulty logic. Human rights violations anywhere need to be challenged, and we need to make our investments reflect our values. We will not support or profit from human rights violations anywhere, and by acting on our values, we will make the world a better place for everyone. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eliana Machuca, and I am a teacher at Jefferson High School for Portland Public Schools. We just happened to be in the middle of studying about the world, I guess, and my students are feeling the press, one with the Trump election, and we currently are in a unit looking at the prison industrial complex. These kind of two things collided with tonight for my students when we found out about this opportunity to get our voices heard about the no-buy list and what the city of Portland can do with its money. As we're studying about the prison industrial complex, my children are feeling frustrated about the state of the world and their place in it. And many of them are African Americans and are looking at the realities of what the prison industrial complex means to them. And so when we started looking at and realizing this opportunity came up to think about what does the city do to invest its money and how can we take a stand knowing that the federal government looks really intangible right now and down the road. So they're starting to think, well, what can we do in the city to send a message about what we care about? And so adding these four banks to the no-buy list felt to them like an appropriate thing to do. I have letters that they're in the middle of crafting that you'll be getting very soon.
I'm going to start there. Thank you.
Next three are, Jackie Ford, David Delk, and Eileen Lipkin. And they'll be followed by 84, 85, and 86, Nadine Goldfast, Oscar Guevara Vera, and Dorian Pacheco.
My name is David Delk, and I am the president of the Alliance for Democracy. And a member of the First Unitarian Church. For myself, I want to say that I support the list that SRI has written, and I hope that all of them would be put on the Do Not Buy list, especially Caterpillar and Wells Fargo. As the president of the Alliance for Democracy, I want to point out that even if you put only a few of these corporations on the Do Not Buy list, funds currently invested will need to be invested differently. And the Alliance for Democracy asks that the council begin now to consider formation of a Portland Municipal Bank. The funds currently invested in these corporations could be used to begin capitalizing such a bank. This may be a new idea for the city, but it's not a new idea elsewhere. North Dakota has had its own public bank for almost 100 years, providing funds for farmers, merchants, and even low-cost student loans.
Thank you. Good day, City Commissioners of Portland. My name is Oscar Guerravera, and I'm a community organizer advocating for rights of refugee and immigrant community members, queer individuals. I'm also a child of immigrant parents, Tepehuan Odami indigenous parents of Northern and Central Mexico, and growing up, I always remember the storytellings of my parents in sharing the struggles that local indigenous communities went through that definitely reflect a lot of what communities are still going through now, as we've been hearing about the Sioux Tribal Nation community in North Dakota, and certainly how some of our current fears and historical traumas continue based on historical capitalist interests that displace us, and all of that is still highlighted. The fear is still augmented, it's highlighted in our community members when they hear conversations about the building of the wall and the border and what it means for families and the fact that Caterpillar has been mentioned to be a part of that, then it definitely raises a concern of what kind of future we're looking at. And so thank you for considering SRI's committee recommendations.
I'll try for succinct, send you a letter. My name's Eileen Lipkin. I'm an individual. And I appreciate that your hearts are in the right place, that you're trying to, you know, like, veer the city toward equity and justice and wading into this highly volatile and complex international politics of supporting the Caterpillar, which is also a part of the BDS movement, to undermine the economy of Israel, has ramifications, and you must consider it because the city of Portland is looked at nationwide and in some ways worldwide as an icon of political correctness and a model of political policy. And so it obligates you to consider these principles. And one, Amanda, you know this one well, first, do no harm. And that I wonder about justifying singling out a company because of its relationship with Israel. I hear now today that there's other things that it's done, as well as all the companies that many people here look at your mutual fund portfolios, and you will find them there. So you need to consider that it will be viewed and used by the BDS movement as censuring Israel, and it could fan the flames of the uprising of anti-Jewishness because, you know, Palestinians and Arabs are also Semitic. I cry when the Palestinian people have their homes bulldozed, as well as when my cousins have to hide from rockets falling in their backyard in Israel, and 100,000 people are displaced from their homes. And I don't know who supplied the equipment to set fires to the forests and homes in Israel. There's terrible harm going on all over, but Israel also is a major developer and researcher of healthcare advancements, of water, agricultural, and solar resource saving, and of much good. If we decrease our income in this city, then what does that do to addressing homelessness, which is a desperate, socially responsible obligation that you have to, among others?
Thank you.
I respect your listening. Thank you.
First, was there I might have missed the name, Jackie Ford, or Nadine Goldfast? Dorian Pacheco. And we're going to move on to 87, 88, and 90.
We have one person.
Sorry. Sage Wheaton, Gary Darling.
Okay, we're getting to three here slowly.
And then Ron Popkin, Emiliano Vega, and Alex Kaplan will be next.
All right, we'll start with you.
My name is Dorian Pacheco, and I am a first-generation American and university student. My family and I have been directly impacted by the prison system, immigration law, institutional racism, and now a wide-eyed fear reflected in the eyes of immigrant and refugee communities that I work with at Unite Oregon as a result of the violence following the Trump election, but that existed long beforehand. As a queer woman of color, child of immigrants, and product of many languages and cultures, the criminalization and violence against people of color through companies like Wells Fargo and Caterpillar stand close to home. Rooted in my own identity, my relatives, my brown, black, and indigenous brothers and sisters, and queer people of color, I fully support the inclusion of the Do Not Buy list of Caterpillar and the banks involved in funding the Dakota Access Pipeline. And while I stand here to appeal to you based on my personhood and the small part I play in the fight or la lucha for our rights, I would also like to remind you of our own shared human experience, the breath we take, the love we have for those around us, our families, and ask that you divest from private prisons in order to reinvest in humanity.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Sage Wheaton. I am a student and a first-time testifier, and I am the child of the struggle and pain that comes from individuals finding themselves existing with a conviction that works to perpetually take and dehumanize. from the struggle of finding a place to live, to work, to an overall comfort existing in a world obviously against them. The prison system is not rehabilitation. The struggle of addiction, the struggle of poverty, and the struggle of immigrants should not be confined in the prison system. These investments destroy lives like my mother's, people of color, trans folks, those struggling with mental health, and those struggling to exist in a system against them. Prison is not and never will be the answer. The taking away of individuals and oppressed groups to weaken and destroy them must end. Stop investing in companies like Caterpillar, Wells Fargo, and other big banks that work to destroy communities, and stop the dehumanization of people fighting to exist however they can.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello. My name is Gary Darling, and I am a private citizen. Perhaps many in the Jewish community feel very concerned about this resolution is because perhaps this opens the door not to the discussion of the occupation of 67, but in reality the occupation of 48, therefore the existence of Israel. I was an Israeli soldier. I served with Druze. I served with Bedouin Arabs. I had Palestinian friends. The Israel that was portrayed today is not the Israel that I know and love. To the city, please do not take part in resolutions that single out the only free society in the Middle East. Instead of condemning Israel, you should support Israel, the only country in the region where women are not treated as sex slaves or chattel, and all ethnic and religious minorities and gays are free, protected, and have equal rights. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Our Ron Popkin, Emiliano Vega, and Alex Kaplan. And they'll be followed by 93, 94, 95, Kay Ellison, Ali Pullen, and Garrett Felber.
And if you're sitting upstairs, there's now room downstairs if you want to come down.
Why don't you go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you for listening to my testimony. My name is Alex Kaplan. I'm a local doctor, private citizen. I would urge you to oppose adding Caterpillar to the divestment list and to reject the SRI committee's recommendation. You've heard much about Palestinian suffering, but nothing has been said about Israeli suffering, such as Israeli children in the city of Sderot, terrorized by missiles from Gaza. They say nothing of children left orphaned by knife attacks, car rammings, bombings, and the recent arson that we've been hearing about in the forests. It is the homes of terrorists that commit these acts that are bulldozed. It is also illegal homes of Israeli settlers that are placed without permission that do also get bulldozed. So it is the murder and terror against Israeli citizens, the speaker's indifference about that, that speaks volumes about their perspective and intentions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kay Ellison, Ali Pullen, Garrett Felber, Elizabeth Hinton, Michael Sonleitner, Jordan Winkler. Oh, Crystal, we called you. Want to come up? Did you still want to speak? Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm Kay Ellison, and thank you for doing this, this really hard work. And I'm proud to come from Portland, where doing what is right has led us to do things long before other cities do, things like recycling and bike lanes. Okay. And I want to respond to two testimonies that came before about Palestinians purchasing Caterpillar. And as one man said in response, Palestinians don't use Caterpillar for products for bad uses. But something that he didn't say was that Palestinians have no choice as to what company they can buy their products from. Nothing goes into the West Bank or Gaza without Israel's approval. And so they're not allowed to buy any other product to do that. And then it's also been said that Portland should not be involved in an international issue. But our lives now are interconnected. And I would like my money to work only for peaceful purposes. And thank you for doing this noble work.
Thank you. Sir?
Hello. I'm Michael Sunleitner, and I appreciate you all staying past 5 o'clock. I just got a call from my wife, and she's not happy that I'm past 5 o'clock, so I hope that you're doing okay. I have taught politics for 41 years. That is my career. That includes international relations. 27 of those years were at Portland Community College. As some people here know, I'm currently an elected trustee for Portland Community College, and I must say that I do not claim to speak for the board in any fashion. I am here as an individual, and I'm happy to be number 97 and take my turn. I strongly encourage you all to adopt the recommendations of the HRC and the SRI. Due diligence has been done. In their view, the worst of the worst has been vetted. Now, you can overrule them. I'm looking at Steve and his original comments, which I respect, because you are being very transparent.
Yes, sir, your time's up. Thank you. And congratulations on being on the PCC board.
Well, I know that you were.
I'm a former board member himself.
Yes. We don't want to disempower the very committees that we establish.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Crystal?
Yeah, I voted for you. Yay. Hello, I'm Crystal Elinsky. Thank you, Commissioner Novick, for bringing this up. We've been working on it for years. I first would like to say here is a letter from a very close person in prison, one of our prodigal sons, and the way they're treating prisoners is horrible. And I know Mayor Hales, you've all met with me. Mayor Hales still says he's going to give me my 10 minutes from 2013. And we were going to discuss assigning me to the CRC board, but I think we can fit in this letter. This is a letter from Amtrak. On June 18th, on Pride Parade, I went into town to extend my yearly trip to visit my family. I've spent about $10,000 with Amtrak over the years, and I take the Tillamook shuttle every month to visit my family on the coast, and then I go all around the country. And on that day, G4S and Portland Police banned me for life from Amtrak. This is G4S, and your staff here told me how to complain to G4S. I wrote,
Crystal,
I complained on the port. Well, I started late. Portland, the telephone system to make a complaint, never heard anything. After 4 months, Amtrak writes to me, I'm sorry to learn you were removed from the Portland station on June 18, 2016. It's regrettable when a situation such as this occurs. At the discretion of the station manager, passengers may be removed with the assistance of station security and Amtrak police when warranted. I don't know who that is.
Okay,
we regret such... I'm almost finished. However, as much as we are disturbed by the inconvenience to you, I was beat up for talking on the 1-800 Amtrak phone as appointed by the person at the front desk. And my grandmother died very shortly after that, and I wrote them a letter, and they wrote me right before the tort claim that Bob out here, the security guy, told me I should make.
Okay, thank you.
The next three are Jordan Winkler, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, Bill Dons, and I'm sorry, I cannot read this name, Mike, M-U-H-H-W-D-M-I, maybe, Herschel Souls, Ron Katz, and Lorraine on Southwest Plum. And if your name has, you signed up, your name has not been called, please let me know.
Clive, there, it's very live now. Lila Tove, Charles Johnson. Earlier, twice today, we've heard the phrase fringe Jews. I don't know if that applies to Sheldon Adelson or to Jared Kushner or to just to Jews that wear fringe of tzitzit. But Judaism does not want to be linked to the D9 bulldozer. And it's not. You can sanction Caterpillar for every reason except what the D9 militarized bulldozer does, and you'll be good. But the D9 bulldozer is a good reason to uphold human rights and social values. You've seen many Jews who, you know, you'll have to talk to the director of the Jewish Federation about who's a fringe Jew and who's not. Fringe Jew is a great language when we're up here talking about stopping divisiveness. So you might want to consider pursuing that, especially Mr. Salzman. Maybe we'll see you in the Goodman Social Hall at Beth Israel. So the safety of the Jewish people relies in upholding human rights for everybody. Nobody started with talking about the climate of Islamophobia, which is a much greater risk in here. So what the fringe Jews in Portland want to say to you is Black Lives Matter and fight Islamophobia as much of the Jewish community and you guys have been doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, I really appreciate having this conversation. I feel empowered just by hearing the testimony that I've heard today. I'm just a citizen, Herschel Souls, just a citizen here who has to endure the human rights abuses that I hear on a regular basis coming out of Israel. I feel it's everybody's responsibility whenever they see human rights is being incurred, whenever they see whatever anti-Semitism, any rate, it's their duty to do whatever they can. And in this case, you have the opportunity to take a step by stopping or disapproving investment in Caterpillar. You know, it's been pointed out earlier that this was kind of aimed at Israel, you know, specifically. Well, I mean, Israel is not ashamed about being known as the democracy in the Middle East. And the purpose of BDS really is to get them to comply with international law. That really doesn't seem to be that brutal a request. It's a peaceful thing to bring Israel in compliance with international law and stop their human rights abuses. Please support disinvestment from D9.
Thank you.
Hi. My name is Julie Reardon, and I volunteer with South Portland Air Quality. I realize that you've already gotten the recommendation list, but I would urge you to please consider precision cast parts to place them on the corporate securities do not buy list. Along with my testimony, I'll be submitting a petition that has garnered over 180 signatures, including 19 personal testimonies from people within my community who are being directly impacted by the pollution of precision cast parts. The air, water, soil, and public health, the most basic needs of humanity, are being sold out, but our community is not for sale. Placement on the do not buy list and divesting sends a clear message to PCC and to industry that the city of Portland is not for sale either. We are up against a status quo that has dominated our culture for generations. Now is the time to disentangle the corruption that money and industry play in our system. We need you to listen to us because we are the ones living this story. We are the ones living in these polluted neighborhoods fighting to protect what we love. We are the ones going to all the community meetings, and we are the ones being talked at like fools who can't read between the lines by people who refuse to recognize their own humanity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for this important thing. And Treasurer Cooperman, I see you're still here. Thank you for that. Is Precision Cast Parts an eligible place for us to invest in? It's just a quick yes or no.
No, they're standalone bonds.
We own bonds that were issued by Precision Cast Parts. Precision Cast Parts was purchased by Warren Buffett through Berkshire Hathaway. So there is no independent company that exists today.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll
certainly get more information. Thank you very much.
Have we got anybody left?
I called all the names on the list. Is there anybody who...
Yeah, is there anybody whose name wasn't on the list who wishes to testify? We're kind of in the closing round here. Okay, welcome. Give us your name and you have a minute.
Hi, my name is Diallo Bennett, and I'm a student at Portland State University. I'm also a... Commissioner for the Human Rights Commission, outgoing. This December will be my last meeting, but I wanted to speak about putting these companies on the do not buy list and about consensus. We at the Human Rights Commission originally did have consensus over the vote, and it was a beautiful feeling, and the divisions in the community ended up causing our commission to also divide, and we even lost two commissioners because of it. What I'm studying at Portland State University and through my experience just in life shows that punishment is fundamentally flawed. The idea that punishing people will solve crime doesn't work. It ends up making it so people they have a harder time getting jobs, education, housing, etc. And I think that the community, when we're aligned around human rights, we also can come to consensus. And so that's really all I need to say.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service on the Human Rights Commission, and thank you for staying to testify today. Awesome. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, do we have any questions for staff before we...
All done?
We need a motion to accept the report, I guess.
So moved.
I thought we were not going to deliberate until next time.
This is just about accepting the report as opposed to coming up with a do not buy list. We've broken into two separate items.
So to everybody who's following this, this just means thank you for the report. It doesn't mean that we're going to accept everything in it or that we're not going to. We'll have that discussion hopefully with the full council later.
Yeah,
so I second the motion.
Thanks for clarifying that, Commissioner Fritz. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Please call the roll.
Novick.
I want to thank everybody who testified today, everybody who has attended meetings of the committee, everybody who's met with us in the council to discuss these issues. Thank you so much to Jennifer Kuberman and Janet Storm and Kelly Ball and to Katie Shriver. Thank you so much to the members of the committee. Again, this is, I think, an unprecedented exercise in the United States. And perhaps there's a reason for that. It's a difficult exercise. And I've just been incredibly impressed by the hard work and dedication of the members of the committee and everybody who's appeared before them. I know that it's taken up a ton of people's time and a ton of people's emotional energy. So thank you very, very, very much. Aye.
Fritz.
I must start by thanking Commissioner Novick for championing this for the last 4 years, carrying on for Mayor San Adams and his thinking about these important issues. I'm thinking back to 2009 when we started making these kinds of investments and I was on the council and really rethinking that. And Mr. One of the suggestions was to look for the positive companies that we could invest in, the stocks we could, rather than the list of those that we cannot. So thank you, though, for starting this, for staffing it, for having the courage to talk about difficult issues. And this was a very difficult day, wasn't it? I mean, it's been so awful for the last several weeks. And just to hear about the harm that our country is causing, that other countries are suffering in, I just really appreciate that everybody was here, and we had such a great diversity of age, of different backgrounds, and different people thinking. And for the most part, it was really quite respectful. There were certainly a few little things, but compared with some of the other things that we talk about here in this council chamber, it was very dignified. And even with 1 minute, that many of you were able to make your point very well. And I certainly have a lot more thinking to do before we actually vote on the recommendations. So thank you. This actually is an example of the good things that can happen in our country and certainly in the haven of Portland. Aye.
Altman.
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Novick also, and thank you all for taking time out of your days to come down here and share your opinions with us. Thank you, Treasurer Kuberman. These are not easy decisions, but that's our job, is to make these decisions, and we will make those in a couple weeks. Aye. And we are adjourned until 2 p.m. tomorrow.